This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, Bartlett. Fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Alice Hoitinga, Hoitinga. Date of birth, April 3rd, 1941. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hoitinga with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was May 12th of 2023. Since that time, she had an episode that was brought on by low blood sugar in August of this of 2023. She was in the bathroom and all of a sudden became very weak, was unable to get up by herself. Her husband came to find her, and then she passed out, and he had to call 911. It was determined that it was most likely due to low blood sugar. So her insulins have been adjusted, and now she's on regular Novolog, 8 to 10 units with meals, and Lantus, 45 units once a day. And she's feeling much better. She also has a 24-hour glucose monitoring device that alerts her to high and low blood sugar problems. And she's very happy to have that. No further instances have happened since August of 2023. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear in adequate amounts. No cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema. Medications, in addition to the Novolog regular and Lantus, she's also on lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, Pravacol, Farxiga, 10 milligram once a day. She takes vitamins daily and latanoprost, L-A-T-A-N-O-P-R-O-S-T, I'm sorry, one drop to each eye at bedtime, and Tylenol is needed for pain. Physical exam, weight is 220 pounds, and that is unchanged from her previous visit, and blood pressure 112 over 82. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/30 of 2023. Creatinine is 1.54, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 34. Albumin 3.5, calcium 8.4, phosphorus 4.0, sodium 138, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 23, hemoglobin 11.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. 4, diabetic nephropathy, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.